Hello and welcome to this weekly sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock, Inverbray. I'm Andrew Gill. Today we're going to be looking at Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, and thinking about how we can progress in our faith by having the same attitude as Jesus in our relationships towards other people. Don't know if you've ever had a conversation with your friends about who is the greatest. You're sitting around with your friends, and whatever it is that you and your friends are interested in, you have this argument and this discussion about who is the greatest. Might be something like, who is the greatest footballer of all time? Or who is the greatest Irish poet? Or maybe who is the greatest captain from Star Trek? Whatever it is that you're into, you want to know who is the greatest. There is this story in the Bible in Mark chapters 9 and 10 about the disciple, Jesus's closest followers and his apprentices. And these disciples were having a conversation about who is the greatest disciple. They were arguing amongst themselves about which one of them was the best. Jesus then asked them, what are you arguing about? And they all get very quiet. And then Jesus says that if you want to be the first, then you got to learn how to be the last and become a servant to others. Now, we might not have that conversation with our friends about which one of us we think is the best, but maybe we think it. Because as people, we have this desire for status and to know where it is that maybe we fit in and where we on the list where we are in that. So maybe with your friends or with your family or with your coworkers, you're constantly thinking, where do I measure up against these people? Am I at the top of the list or am I at the bottom of the list? So maybe as a parent, you're there at the school gate and you look around and you think, I'm a better parent than that person is. Or you're at your work and you look over at your coworker and you think, I'm a better employee than that person. Or you think, I'm the funniest out of my friends, or I'm the best looking in my family, or whatever it is. We have this desire to be the greatest and to be the better than those people that are around us. This morning, as we look at this passage from Scripture, we're going to be thinking about three words: humble, obedient, and servant. These are all three words that can be used to describe Jesus. And the question we're thinking about today is, could they be used to describe you? This is the fourth part in our series, looking at the letter of Philippians and thinking about how we can progress in our faith. Last week, we saw that Paul is urging the church in Philippi to be united and to be humble and to have an attitude of putting other people's interests above the interest of yourself. And then in these verses from 5 to 11, he uses the example of Christ to further inspire the Philippians in their humility and in their unity. These verses are probably began life as an ancient hymn, and they are beautiful and they are poetic and they are packed full of wonderful truth. So please do make sure that you read through them to get the most out of this video. But verse 6 says that Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. This verse explains Jesus's divinity, that him and the Father are one, and that Jesus had the highest place with all glory surrounding him. But yet he didn't use his power and his privilege and his position for himself. He had this incredible attitude of wanting to serve and to help other people. So he didn't hold on too tight. And verse 7 says he made himself nothing.